Talking with Ben Hale from Western Livestock. Ben, it's a holiday week, 4th of July upon us, but we've had a couple of our markets, including the Oklahoma National Stockyards, running at the beginning of the week. A couple of thousand head was all we had in Oklahoma City. But the word from USDA Market News, they said it was a really an active market and stronger market.
It was, Ron, and you know, called it kind of 4 to 8 better, some places 15 higher. Like you said, a short week, not much going on, had about 2,400, and we had a set of good steers yesterday, big steers that weigh 871 pounds. That guy always does a great job, and those steers bring 267 there Monday. So it was a very active, strong market on just about all classes there Monday.
Now, the most of our markets that operate Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, even Friday, they're taking the week off here for 4th of July.
Yes, I don't know anybody else that'll have a sale this week. There might be some, but I hadn't heard of any.
Right. Let's talk. You know, here we are, 1st of July. We've got the first 6 months of 2024 under our belts now. What kind of a year has it been in your mind for the cattle business?
To me, you can't really have it any better. We had a, you know, kind of tough fall. Those feeders fell off, but we wound up getting a lot of grazing, so we didn't have to put those calves in grow yards and bunch them up. We were able to scatter them out, had plenty of grazing, got the rain when we needed to, late fall, spring, and then in summer, you know, and we're still kind of getting some rains around up in the panhandle of Texas. So able to scatter these cattle out, and it looks like it's reaping dividends for these producers.
I guess you obviously got to worry a little bit about drought. Anytime you hit summer season, can get dry, hot, like we have had in recent days here in Oklahoma. But what are you hearing? What are you anticipating for the second half of this year?
It kind of looks like these numbers going to get tight on these feeders. And if it's any kind of sign what we've been doing, it looks like they're going to kind of be fighting over them. So be a good time for the producers. The receipts at the barns may be a little light here for a few months, but it looks like the producer is in the driver's seat right now to me. And hopefully we can keep these fats up and these feedlot guys making money. These packer bulls just continue to set new highs, it seems like, all over the country, getting in big high-yielding bulls up there at right under $2, at $2, and some places up north over $2. So that's extremely good.
So bottom line right now, I guess if we can avoid any real drought issues, second half of 2024 looks pretty decent.
Looks good. You know, we own markets, but we're also producers. So, you know, when it's raining, I never do graph about it. But when it quits raining, you always start worrying about the next drought coming. So hopefully we can keep getting some rains and move along, get into some wheat grazing this fall.
Ben, if folks want to talk to you about the markets and the days ahead, how do they get a hold of you?
940-631-2333. We'd like the opportunity to work for you.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. They, of course, operate the Western Livestock Commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. They operate on Monday, Tuesdays. They've got the Comanche Livestock Market. They've got the Woodward Livestock Market as well, all under the umbrella of Western Livestock. And it's Western Commission The website is westerncommissioncompany.com for all the information on Western Livestock. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.